others.
By others. Speaking of which, oh, we saw all kinds of stuff. We saw a hog who was in labor. So you could tell every time she had a contraction, she's laying there. And her labor do this. I'm like, she's having a contraction. And then they had one that just had babies. So there's like 99 babies suckling on the mother pig. It was quite an experience. All right, welcome everybody to How You Living. I am Robin B.
I'm Dr. Kiva.
And How You Living is a show that delves into the nine dimensions of wellness. Now, Dr. Kiva and I love to talk about living your best life, but every one of us are going to go. Eventually, we got to go. So I think it would be great for us to talk a little bit about when our time is almost up. It's important for us to look out for those who are leaving behind. And what I mean by that is, for instance, when my dad left, I was his caretaker for like the last 10, 15 years of his life. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, I had enough knowledge to create a power of attorney. I'm sorry, I just went blank. I need some ginkgo. I created a durable power of attorney, medical power of attorney. All of the things that were needed, so if he were incapacitated, which he had a stroke, I was able to make his medical decisions for him. Mm-hmm. I was able to do his banking for him. Otherwise, what you don't want to do is leave it to the city, the government, because then his funds are stuck in a bank, probate, and it's a pain. It's a real nightmare for family members who are left behind. So I just got a little checklist I thought would be good, specifically for those of us who you know you're going to go eventually. So think about your caretakers, think about your kids or people you're leaving behind so that you can make your transition a little bit easier for them. So I just wanted to go through
a couple. Checklist.
Okay, so number one, let's talk about your documents, okay? Mm-hmm. If you haven't written a will, it doesn't have to be complicated. Just make a will, and it could just be who do you want to leave all your stuff to, and then have it notarized. If you have a bank account, like for Chase, mm-hmm. they notarize everything for free. Okay. So go to your bank, have it notarized, and they'll witness it for you as well. So that makes it a lot easier. Have you nominated a power of attorney? So if you are a parent and you do have a kid, if you don't have a kid or they're not willing, find someone who you trust to be your power of attorney, because they'll be acting just like you. So they'll have full access to all of your assets. So make sure it's somebody you trust. Okay, that's really important. If you have a place where your important documents are, like I said, my mom is obsessed with this. So every time we visit her, she's giving us more information. But let someone know where your documents are. If you have a safe deposit box, make sure that is, you know, in your paperwork somewhere. Mm-hmm. Another one is, again, who's your enduring guardian? And that is the person who speaks up against you, for you, not against you. Someone who speaks up for you to make those medical decisions. For instance, if you do not want to be resuscitated, that has to be in writing, or they're legally bound to resuscitate you.
Right.
Have you told your... that's basically the same thing. And then have you written an advanced care directive? An advanced care directive is, again, it tells exactly what you want in the event that you are incapacitated.
Right.
If you go into a coma or something, do you want them to keep you alive?
On a breathing machine.
If you don't want machines keeping you alive. And then, I don't know what this is. I'm going to have to do some research. But it says an emotional will. Have you ever heard of an emotional will?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to look into that. But so that's for your documents. Now let's talk about your actual, send-off.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to be cremated or do you want to be buried? Okay, where do you want to be buried? What kind of funeral do you want? Do you want it to be celebratory? Do you want it to be short and sweet?
I want a natural.
What is that? I believe it. She probably wants to be in a burlap bag.
That's exactly
on the beach.
It's a burlap bag.
Spouse.
And they have parks.
Oh my God.
And they'll bury you in the park.
Oh my
and they don't give
God.
You a stone or anything, because you'll just be part of the tree and it's a park.
It's so Dr. Kiva.
And it's called a natural burial.
Ain't that something? Mm-hmm. I was kidding around, but she's real.
Well, who wants to pay for a box they might pick up out of the ground
and
resell
it? I'm so
proud
of you. Look at you. I like that. She could be a tree. You will be a tree.
Uh-huh.
And I will bury... No, you'll probably be around lot longer than me. I was going to say, I'll name the tree keeper.
Exactly.
And so again, I already said, where you want to, if you want to be cremated, where do you want your ashes scattered? You know, I would love, if I do get cremated, of course, I want mine somewhere in the ocean, somewhere where there's, I can just kind of be with the water.
I don't want to do that even if you have to probably do the research.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sure it's not so easy for you to just go scatter it any place you want to at any time.
They make it look like it is. I mean, it's just dust. Right. Yeah. Someone said it's not really dust. It's more like sand.
Yeah, so, like the fish are eating, and they turn around, and you eat the fish.
I keep vacillating. I don't know if I want to be. I keep thinking the fire. I'm so afraid of fire. What if my spirit feels it? I don't know. I got to think about that. And then, what do you want on your headstone? Don't leave it up to chance. You know, if you want something specific on your headstone, make sure that's known. Do you want to write your own obituary? Who do you want to perform your eulogy? These are all things we do have to think about, that you don't just live your life and then you die. You know, plan for your home going. That makes life easier.
And for each of those, just know that you're probably going to pay an additional $500.
For what?
For the funeral.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, funerals are expensive.
Oh, they're so expensive.
They start at $10,000.
So expensive. So
and
that's
just a pine box.
And this is why
a
lot of people get cremated, because of that.
Exactly. The tombstone, that's another $1,200. You know, so it's...
because death is a good business. That's
exactly.
An ongoing business.
So I think that it's important for you to think about your family, right. Whatever your details are.
And are you saving up for that funeral?
Exactly.
Do you have money? You can buy something called a pre-need, where it's only specific for your homegoing service. Do you want to donate to charity, or would you in lieu of flowers, do you want people to, instead of sending flowers, send it to a charity? Say you passed away from a disease. You might want to go to research for that disease. And that's something to think about. And there's something called do-it-yourself funerals, okay? Maybe, I don't know what that is, just like the emotional will, but I will definitely look into it.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're not here, how you
what's
doing?
What's a do-it-yourself? The ghost? Oh, no. We're going to have to look into that. Okay, so, and then let's look at your loved ones, okay? Have you discussed your, like I said, my mother is obsessed, so she's always talking about her plans, and so have you discussed what you want done with your friends and family, how you want things done?
Mm-hmm.
It says, do you want to prefer to die at home? Most people do. Yeah, so if you are going through hospice, now people will do hospice right in the comfort of their own home instead of a hospital or a facility. Mm. And that is very, very common, especially in our community.
You know, there's doulas also. You know, there's an end-of-life doula.
No, I did not know that.
You always hear about the doula
for
pregnancy.
For birth, yeah.
But they actually, you can become an end-of-life doula, so you can go into those hospice care and be with them.
I like that.
Yeah,
I would
set
do
the
something
whole
like that.
For them.
I love that idea.
End-of-life doula.
Because some people don't have the option to do it at home. If they're on their own, they may not have the option to do hospice at home, you know?
Right.
That's really good to know. And then, what would you like to be said on your final days? Oh, it says some people want to be told that their affairs are in order. Huh? And their dependents will be taken care of. Okay. We already said that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. And it says, what do you hope people who are around you will be doing while you're dying? Huh? Oh, no. What people do you want around you while you're dying? Excuse me. Forgive me, people. I can't read today. So that means, do you have, like, family members that you don't really care for, but they're going to show up because they know the will's going to be read? Do you want to keep them out? So you make that, you can tell your family members, your loved ones, hey, I don't want Johnny at the funeral. I don't want Johnny anywhere near me. He wasn't here to visit me while I was alive. Did you hear about the grandfather who did that? So he had $650,000 left. He left each of his grandchildren $65 because they would not visit him. They were all adults. They didn't visit him while he was sickly. He said, well, why should I look after them? So they're trying to sue him, but they held up in court. So visit your grandparents, kids.
Right. Or just be okay with the
outcome. Okay with not being left in the will. When I read that story, I sent it to my son. I said, tell Chelsea to take notes. Okay. And then it says, who's going to receive your family items, photos, and all your treasured heirlooms? And then who's going to take care of your pets if they're left behind? And then one last thing, if you are cremated, who do you want to have your ashes? And ashes can be, a lot of times they distribute it. So if you have several kids, you can have it so each of your kids have some of your ashes. And that, my brother did that. So each of his daughters has some of his ashes. So those are just some things to think about. If you think of anything else, we'll be happy to add it. But just, it's like a checklist to go through. And I can really, we can put this on our, you know, under our website, just a link to it that gives you, you all can have access to this checklist and you can share it with somebody that you care about. But I just wanted to give that
information.
Thank you.
And so we'll have someone to come talk to us too about just before you get to that final checklist.
Financial.
How to prepare financially, you know, through for retirement. If you don't have a 401, since a lot of people are employed and don't have an employer, they're self-entrepreneurs. So we'll have someone to come talk about that.
Right.
But that's good information.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So we'll have an expert in here that really helps us plan for the last.
Exactly.
The end part
retirement
of
and beyond.
Thank you. Retirement and beyond. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Now, I know I'm going to go in a burlap bag.
Okay. So we know, we're all witnesses. Okay. Doctor, do not put Dr. Kiva in the box.
I want to
be in the
bag.
She will not be boxed in. She wants to be in a burlap bag.
I don't want to be in my spirit to go, oh, I'm boxed into here. Let me out.
Now, you know what? You might start a trend because I never knew about
that. Yeah. When you look it up, it's all around.
That's wonderful. It's called natural burial.
Natural burial.
Okay. All right.
And you'll be buried in a park.
And you can you pick the park? Or does it have to be illegal?
They have the parks that are actually for that.
So like on a hill somewhere.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful view.
Oh, yeah, like if you go online, it'll just say you can look Texas or whatever state you're in. It'll tell you, here's one park, one park.
All right.
Yeah, well, that was great information.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you can't stop the inevitable, so you might as well plan for it.
Right, and the thing is, don't wait till you're at a certain age, because we could be hit by a bus today.
Exactly.
Plan now, you know, while you...
If
you care to plan, plan now. Don't wait till it's too late and you can't.
You might be like, I'm just out of here, peace.
Right, for real, you know, and that's a problem for the ones left behind. So think of your left behinds. Right. Well, I think that's all I have for today.
Well, that's a good one. Thank you so much for your final checklist.
It is my pleasure. And today's show was sponsored by You Endure Tea Company. And You Endure Tea Company provides you with every wellness organic premium tea that you need to help you live your best life. So we want to say check on us at, oh my God, we got so many. If you want to email us with questions or comments, we are at HowYouLivin1111@gmail.com.
I knew it.
Finally.
I knew it.
So go on. You give the rest.
I'm good.
She is wrong for that. Okay. On social media, Instagram, Facebook is HowYouLivinHouston. Our YouTube channel, HowYouLivin with Dr. Kiva and Robin B. And, of course, on our podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music,
all of them, Apple,
Spotify.
Any place you listen to a podcast, you will find us.
So I think that covers it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Please tune in. Make sure you subscribe and follow us and like and share. Support us. Okay.
Support us.
All right. Have a good one. In the meantime, we're going to ask our people, how you living? Peace. If they really loved you, they would make